Early winter is a great time to take a walk outside, but it's essential to be aware of the dangers presented by frozen, or partially frozen, bodies of water. Always stay off stormwater ponds. Town of BWG bylaws prohibit skating and other recreation on stormwater management ponds as the ice thickness can be different from one area to the next, and there can be pockets of air and water in unexpected spots. Ice safety. Many factors affect ice thickness, including type of water, location, the time of year, and other environmental factors such as water depth and size of body of water, currents, tides, and other moving water chemicals, including salt fluctuations in water levels, logs, rocks, and docks absorbing heat from the sun. Changing air temperature. Shock waves from vehicles traveling on the ice. Ice color is an important factor in ice safety awareness. You should know that the color of ice may be an indication of its strength. Clear blue ice is strongest. White, opaque, or snow ice is half as strong as blue ice. Opaque ice is formed by wet snow freezing on the ice. Gray ice is unsafe. The grayness indicates the presence of water. Ice thickness should be 15 cm for walking or skating alone, 20 cm for skating parties or games, 25 cm for snowmobiles. When you are alone on ice, if you get into trouble on ice and you're by yourself, shout for help. Resist the immediate urge to climb back out where you fell in. The ice is weak in this area. Try to relax and catch your breath. Turn yourself toward shore so you are looking at where you entered onto the ice. The ice is more stable close to shore. Reach forward onto the broken ice without pushing down. Kick your legs to try to get your body into a horizontal position. Continue kicking your legs and crawl onto the ice. When you are back on the ice, crawl on your stomach or roll away from the open area with your arms and legs spread out as far as possible to evenly distribute your body weight. Do not stand up. Look for shore and make sure you are crawling in the right direction. When you are with others on ice, rescuing another person from ice can be dangerous. The safest way to perform a rescue is from shore. Shout for help. Consider whether you can quickly get help from trained professionals, police, firefighters or ambulance, or bystanders. Check if you can reach the person using a long pole or branch from shore. If so, lie down and extend the pole to the person. If you go onto ice, wear a PFD and carry a long pole or branch to test the ice in front of you. Bring something to reach or throw to the person, e.g. pole, weighted rope, line or tree branch. When near the break, lie down to distribute your weight and slowly crawl toward the hole. Remaining low, extend or throw your emergency rescue device, pole, rope, line or branch, to the person. Have the person kick while you pull them out. Move the person to a safe position on shore, or where you are sure the ice is thick. Signal for help. Source: redcross.ca.